This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Years, Austin Bechtold with you. In for Pony and Muller on the PM team. Logan Arblaster behind the glass is producing for Donnie Football. Another Donnie. Donnie Kelly managing the Pirates so far. Yes, they're under 500 with him as the manager, but they have shown some signs. I have liked... It's hard to judge effort level with a new manager. Like, how much does a manager have to do with it? But I do think that there are some positives to take away from Donnie Kelly. It has not been perfect. It has not been great. It has not been, man, I really want this guy to be the Pirates manager next year. It's not been that. But I do think there are some good things that Donnie Kelly has done. Managing the bullpen, he made a questionable decision with Bednar over the weekend. And I was very confused when Bednar was walking off the mound and there was a smile on his face. Maybe there was something that we just didn't see and the camera caught him in a moment. I don't know. But I do think that the way that he's gone about it, he's playing Tommy Pham a little bit less. He's playing Canario more. I like that. He's not been given the best roster to work with. I also do like when they were in New York, they gave McCutchen a run out in the outfield to get some of their other guys in that were hitting well. I do want to see Donnie Kelly play Henry Davis more. That is one of my biggest critiques. Henry Davis is a 1-1. Okay, you can say, well, Henry Davis has been really bad and he can't hit. Sure. His hitting has still not been very good. But at this point in the season, when you're so far under 500, and you're not, like, look, I know it's May 26. You don't believe that they're going to make a push for the playoffs, right? I don't. So if that's the case, and you have a lot of season left, June, July, August, September, 4 months, why not give Henry Davis an extended run? You're 1-1. And yeah, Joey Bart's been playing great. Why not create a situation where Joey Bart catches most of your games? And how about Henry Davis has become Paul Skeens' personal catcher? Who would have ever thought that would be the case? The only game that he plays is when Paul Skeens is on the mound, maybe one other day. I want to see Henry Davis get into the lineup about five times in like a seven-game stretch. The Paul Skeens day is one. And then the rest are just at random. I want to see him catch another day where Bart plays a game once a week at first. You can platoon him with Horwitz. When you face a lefty, Joey Bart should be playing at first base. I don't want to see any Jared Triolo there. I want to see Davis DH a game, and you can put Andrew McCutchen out in the outfield. Even if he DHs two games, or he catches, Bart DHs, McCutchen twice a week is playing in the field. Because he's shown that he's still capable of doing it. Sure, he has older legs. He's been willing. He played in the left in New York. He's played some right this year. Why not, Logan, move this thing around a little bit to the point where you play McCutchen a little bit more in the outfield and what could be his final year to savor it, Pirates fans. I think this is the last year for Andrew McCutchen before he retires. And you get Henry Davis those five games or so in a seven-game stretch to be able to see what you have in the guy. He's a 1-1. It's not that you owe it to him. You owe it to yourself to truly know before you move off this guy and hope that you don't make a mistake like the Giants did. Moving off of Joey Bart and the Pirates getting him for nothing, and now they have a good starting caliber MLB catcher.
Oh yeah, I agree completely, especially adding on to the fact that Joey Bart is batting almost 400 against lefties and down in the lower 200s against righties. So why not start Davis at this point every single day, especially when you're playing right-handed pitching? And honestly, his defense has been immaculate. You alluded to that. But if he could just figure out that the left field foul pole isn't dead center field, if this guy could just get the ball more towards the power alleys, he has the power and the capabilities of being a really good MLB hitter. I hope that getting him more consistent at bats will help with that.
Well, and another thing about the argument with Bart at first, people say, oh, well, Joey Bart has never played first. You know, O'Neill Cruz never played at the outfield either, and they put him out there. Like, sure, it's a different situation. We might be comparing apples to oranges. But it is, in terms of the fact that, oh, well, there's no way they're going to move O'Neal Cruz out to the outfield in the middle of the season. Yeah, they did. So there's a little bit of a track record for this. They've bounced some guys around before. Andy Rodriguez played no games at first base in spring training. Yeah, he's going to be the opening day first baseman. Sure, he has experience there in the minors in the past. Doran tweeted something that I found really interesting on Saturday. Really interesting. Now, I'm going to preface it this way because people like to take words out of context. I love Doran. This is not me taking any gripe at Doran, but I do question his take that I find to be wild. Doran tweeted, "I have a strong feeling that Don Kelly will go down in history as the manager that saved the Pirates organization." Oh my gosh. The manager to save the Pirates organization. Doran, there are a lot of other people that need to save this organization. They need a savior. There's no denying that. But Donnie Kelly is the savior? Like, whoever the new GM is going to be brought in to replace Ben Cherington, that might be the savior. A salary cap, a salary floor, something that forces the owner to spend more money. That is the savior. That is what will save the Pirates organization. I don't think Donnie Kelly, even though I think he's a good guy and he's made some good decisions, no, I don't think Donnie Kelly is that big of a difference maker to be to save the organization. No.
That's not a take I think you can make after only watching the guy manage the team for 14 games.
And look,
he's only been in there for 14 games. He's 6-8. He's put the team in a position to win. I feel like he's done the most he can in a lot of those games. They just weren't able to score. But does having Donnie Kelly in the dugout instead of Derek Shelton change the fact that Jared Triolo is batting 0-17 with runners in scoring position? I mean, regardless of who the manager is, they're not going to be able to go out there and hit for these guys when there's guys on second, when there's guys on third.
Now, there are some decisions that can be made. I think Shelton fell flat in a lot of things like lineup construction. Brian Reynolds even harped on that at Pirates Fest. Or bullpen usage. Derek Shelton couldn't manage a bullpen if it was basically handed to him and they told him what to do. And look, like everyone knows I love Doran. He can disagree. I disagree with this. Like, he probably disagrees with my...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Drew Allard take. You know, like, I can see Seth Davis, who's producing next laughing back there. We all have opinions. I just don't see Donnie Kelly being the guy that can save the organization. I don't think a manager is capable of just flat-out saving them unless you're Joe Torre or Tony La Russa minus the White Sox years.
I've loved his positivity, though, if I can point out the fact. I mean, I feel like I've enjoyed the rejuvenation almost in terms of vibes, and vibes aren't going to win you games, like Paul Skeens has said, but they've fought more so far in 14 games under Donnie Kelly. Something I liked yesterday, they lost, they allowed the Brewers to mount that comeback against them, which should have never happened. If I could just go off on a rampage for a second.
Go right ahead. The rampage is yours.
I have no idea why in the world with two outs and the tying run on base, the go-ahead run is on deck, but the tying run's on second, why Joey Bart was lining up with two strikes and two outs down the middle. John Wehner talked about it on the broadcast with Greg Brown. He couldn't believe that Joey Bart was lining up right down the middle with two strikes. They had pitches to waste. And Ryan Borucki threw a 0-2 curveball down the middle.
Yeah, you got to throw a waste pitch.
Yeah.
At that point in the at-bat. Try to get a chase. Something out of the zone.
But I do think Donnie Kelly has been good. I liked yesterday when they did get down, him stealing Canario with two outs, being aggressive there, giving the Pirates a chance in the bottom of the ninth. He's done some things that are more aggressive than we've seen Derek Shelton do. He moved Bednar to the eighth inning for a couple games when he came in and moved Dennis Santana to the ninth. So he's changed things up, but at the end of the day, that doesn't change the roster that's already constructed for him.
Yeah, Santana has to be their closer. I don't think there's much other way to put it. This is also a team that, again, they're not going anywhere this year. This is a big tryout for Donnie Kelly. I think it might be the last year for Ben Cherington. I think it probably is the last year for Ben Cherington. Regardless of what you feel about him putting his house on the market, I think regardless, Ben Cherington, after this year, unless they can miraculously find a way to get to even 76 wins, that Bob Nutting will pull the plug and find someone else. Does that mean that he should manage around the draft? I thought Jason Mackey at the Post-Gazette made a very interesting point on that earlier on our airwaves.
I don't think it's a guarantee that Ben's here. It might be an interim GM. I don't think they're going to strip Ben of his responsibilities if he's here. I think you might see some people do some things differently. Maybe that's Kevin Graves, Steve Sanders, two of the assistants there. You might see them take on a little bit of a greater role. I think they've undergone a lot of shuffling in the front office in terms of like pro scouting and pro evaluation and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, people are going to be doing things differently there. I just don't understand how you can look at his trade deadline deals. They're not good. They're not good at all. I don't know how you're in the situation that they're in. There's zero job security for Cherington. I don't understand allowing him to go through another draft, and I don't understand allowing him to execute another trade deadline.
I have been somebody who has defended Ben Cherington. I was pretty hard on Derek Shelton. I think they should have moved off of him before this year. I would have been completely fine if they moved off of him before last season. Like I think a manager can truly win you 5 to 7 games, maybe even more than that, with decisions that are made. I'll give you multiple examples. The Arizona game last year, the Diamondbacks game, Jock Peterson at the plate. They keep Colin Holderman in. I'm sitting at the bullpen watching. It was either Chapman or Jalen Beeks. I think it was Beeks. Warming up and looking towards the field like, am I going to get called in? Boom, 3-run homer, Jock Peterson. They lose that game. I can recall games that they had in Houston where Derek Shelton flat out made the wrong calls. Remember the O'Neill Cruz running in the left field game?
Yeah.
Multiple errors in that in that game. The way that he managed that situation. And a big part of being a manager is, I mean, the players have a whole big responsibility to it too. How do you respond from adversity? And I don't feel like Derek Shelton, when adversity hit, was ever able to lower that bar and like ease the pressure, ease the tension. Ben Cherington can't do that either. I would have been completely fine if they moved off of him at the beginning of the year. And now I don't want him running the draft either. I don't want him operating on this trade deadline. There's not a chance that they'd ever let him operate with a potential Paul Skeens trade, which would be preposterous to begin with. And Cherington very briefly discussed that, maybe gave the quickest answer that he ever has on trading Skeens.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
And it shouldn't be. But as I have my questions on Ben Cherington, I have my questions on 6, 7, 8, 9 things on this team. Whether it be decision makers, who's the manager. They brought Gene Lamont back. That's nice. We even talked about Matt Hague at all. Like, was Andy Haynes a scapegoat, or was Andy Haynes really bad at his job? Because their offense is worse this year with Matt Hague as their hitting coach. And I feel like they buy into analytics way too much, and that's another Ben Cherington thing that just drives me up a wall. He's not gotten it done here. Good guy, no doubt. But he's not gotten it done here. And Donnie Kelly might end up being a good manager, but I also don't think he's in the best situation to save the team either.
I think I saw something the other day too, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Yeah.
It's the second lowest runs per game they've scored in a season. Obviously, this season's not over. It's
well,
still going, but
as of
up to this point.
As of Saturday morning, they were averaging 2.9 runs per game. They're now averaging 3 runs per game. Can you guess where that ranks in all of baseball?
Last.
Correct. They averaged 4.1 runs per game last year. They're averaging a full run worse. And we were bitching and complaining about their offense last year. And this year, I mean, it's fallen on hard times. The ship has sunk. And their offense is just dreadful. And a lot of that's on Ben Cherington and not being able to get other players. Nutting said, opening day, home opener, I think I've done enough for them to be able to win on the field. They fired Shelton. Kind of surprised that Cherington wasn't with them. The time is 5:31, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. All righty. It's Memorial Day. Remembering those that lost their lives in battle. We will get to Memorial Day and our thoughts on Memorial Day, as well as you have a cookout today, I'm sure, with family, with friends. Maybe you're out by the pool. Maybe you're driving around. Maybe you're going somewhere to eat. This weekend is the official beginning of summer. And I don't know about you, but I love summer cookouts. I love eating food off the grill and grilling food. Logan and I will give our top five best summertime food on the grill, off the grill, whatever you want to make it. The options are out there. We'll get to that next. Austin Bechtel with you, filling in for Pony and Miller on the PM team on the Fam.